Hey, welcome back into That Much Further West, the podcast. I'm Eric.
I'm Mike.
I'm Phil.
And we're just three slothy fellas that like music.
Indeed, we are.
Slothy.
Yeah. You know. It's probably the heat.
Is it the heat?
I'm feeling slothy because of the heat. But we've all got ice cold drinks, which we forgot to start the show with.
Yeah, well, you know, here we are. Cheers and on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Here's to y'all.
And don't think that we know there's a whiskey shortage out there, but there isn't at the helm. The boys came packing heat today.
That's right.
Thanks, gentlemen.
That's what we're here for.
It's heat for the liver.
And to share some fine music.
So our playlist is looking good. We all were loading up the show and listening to Matt Woods on vinyl, waiting for the show to start.
Yep. Beautiful notion.
If you listened to the last podcast, it was kind of the all Matt Woods hour. Which was a lot of fun. Philly, thanks for putting that together.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It's Mikey for actually holding the interview together like a sensible human being.
I did not do shots that night.
Yeah. Chris Stewart bought me a significant dose of whiskey. And
they don't pour small ones at Dante's.
Yeah, it's not this at Dante's. It's the, and by the way, that was radio for large.
Yeah.
And I was just a little energized after the show, just kind of geeked out. And it was clear because I couldn't speak or think straight, but it was fun. I put myself out there anyways to sound like a jackass, and there it is.
For you people.
Yeah.
Philly did it for you people.
So I'm going to take a quick poll between the three of us because I already know my answer. Right. Does the drummer not look like a cross between McDougal and Matt, the bartender at the Hawthorne?
Matt Doran.
And an ounce of John Drummer from Hillstomp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
Right on.
So it was like we already knew him when he came into town.
It was Larry, nice, it was nice to meet Larry. Yeah, Larry Fulford.
One funny dude, man.
Yeah, he was really funny.
Oh, yeah.
He did have the quote of the night, though. He said, this album was good enough to quit my job for.
Oh.
That's right.
That's why he was out. Because he
also said that he was going to, we were, you know, getting ready to watch Karaoke from Hell at Dante's, and Larry was vowing to knock out Islands in the Stream.
Yes, he was.
Both parts.
Yep.
I will knock out both. I'm Kenny and Dolly.
Awesome.
I don't know, maybe you guys had left yet, but Mike D did get up and do some.
He did fire, right?
I'm on fire. Yeah. Some Springsteen. It was.
I've seen Mike D do karaoke. It's pretty damn fun.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
Of course he was.
Yeah. He nailed it. It was pretty funny.
Very good.
Anyways, Matt Woods, the show last night or last week. That was a lot of fun. The interview with him.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Are we just gonna play some music? Or
we had the Wild Weekend last weekend with another hoot.
Oh,
a lot of jamming. Barn Burners played.
The next to the last hoot.
Yeah.
Wink.
That was a wild weekend for Philly.
Mm-hmm.
We had the show at Press Club that went pretty well.
Right.
Thanks to Porter.
Right. Yep. You and Jeff Porter did a set, and then.
Meanwhile, I'm prepping the Lonesomes for the upcoming show at the barn with the Swearingens in Denver.
Right. New addition, Denver, to that bill.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's super busy, but it's been fun.
We got a root. Or Two Cow Garage, I Can Lick Any Son of a Bitch in the House, and Root Jack coming up on June the 5th.
Yeah.
That's going to be epic.
Next night is Goddamn Gallows.
And Old Man Markley.
Old Man Markley and Water Tower. So that's a back-to-back.
And Swearingen's at Landmark that night.
And then at the barn the next night.
That's right.
Right?
Damn, that's a hell of a weekend.
And that'll get us to the final hoot weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Third, yeah.
We're going to be busy dudes.
Oh, that's right. Father's Day is the final hoot.
It is. My first Father's Day is the last barn hoot.
How about that?
How bitter fucking sweet is that?
Well, I'm glad we will celebrate with
you. Yeah, big time.
That'll be cool.
Big time. Thanks. Thanks for being here, Ruby.
How about we play some music?
All right.
If we have to.
No, right. I know we just got together to bullshit with each other, but we can do that off the air.
Yeah, that's true. So looks like we're going to play off the new Tim Berry live album, Raising Hell and Living Cheap, live in Rivanna Junction. My favorite Tim Berry song. I'm not sure he'll ever have another song that he'll play or write that will top this. But this is the first song off that album and my favorite Tim Berry song. This is Dog Bumped.
Enjoy.
My name is Tim Berry. I live here in Richmond, Virginia. For those of you who traveled to the show, welcome to this beautiful city. Yeah. like to sing a song first for a friend of mine who is in prison. One quick minute got me 28 long years. I do it again, I don't regret it. He laid his hand on my sister too many times when I was near, and I shot him dead, and I don't care. Come on with it. When Sis was born, I was about 12. About the same time, old man, he went to jail. Then mom got sick, boy, she never got right. And I took to that baby girl like she was mine. Night after night, day after day, I worked my ass off to put money away. Then Sis grew up, and I grew older still. And I love her the best, and I always will. Yeah, one quick minute got me 28 long years. I'd do it again, I don't regret it. He laid his hand on my sister too many times when I was near, and I shot him dead, and I don't care. That's how we roll in Virginia, motherfucker. Sis met a man whose name I will not tell. 9 years a senior, and I did wish them well. He had a car and a job, and she was in love, and I blessed them both the best I could. Sis loved to dance, and she lived honestly, but that old dog tried to control her in every way. First came the drink, and then the jealousy. And this town's too small for me not to see him out every night with every girl in town, just before he goes home and pushes my sister around. I thought it out not to intervene, unless my baby sister chicane to me. Check this out. Well, she did one night when that old dog showed up. She whispered on the phone, "Can I ain't feeling so good." When I got to the house, what I saw was true. My baby sister beaten black and blue. Hell no, what's up now? What's up now? Well, I took my last breath of fresh, free air. A shit asleep in his relaxing chair. I hit him good with a solid right and a solid left, and I forced him to his feet for his last breath. What do you think that? Well, he cowered and run, but he didn't get far, 'cause my sister shot him fucking dead just outside his car. Boy, she wept, and I did too. Then I told the police I did what I had to do. In that one quick minute got me 28 long years. I do it again, I don't regret it. Too many times when I was near, and I shot him dead, and I don't care. Come on with it. Yeah, one quick minute got me 28 long years. I do it again, I don't regret it. He laid his hand on my sister too many times when I was near, and I shot him dead, and I don't care. street. People stop and stare. They shake their heads and say, "The boy, he ain't all there." As I walk along, like I always do.
Like a father, love they come.
coming to a town near you soon. Lydia Lovelace with Verlaine Shot Rimbaud from her fantastic recent release.
Somewhere Else.
Somewhere Else.
On Bloodshot Records.
Opening for Old 97s this summer.
Yes, she is.
Check it out.
Great tour for her to be on.
Pretty perfect.
Yeah.
This Bloodshot Records, have I heard of them before? Have they done anything with anyone else prior to Lydia?
You know, they've put out a couple of albums, I believe.
I'll have to look into them.
Yeah, yeah.
Indeed.
Okay.
And I believe they're based out of
New York?
Gary, Indiana.
Look, Chicago Phil just looked at us like, I'll kill you.
I'm based out of Gary, Indiana.
Now, Bloodshot Records have been putting out great artists and great albums for quite a while now.
Yep. Insurgent Country.
I believe they just had their 25th anniversary.
20th, maybe?
20th.
Yeah, I think it's 20th. Yeah, yeah. They're doing...
Boom.
God bless you, Bloodshot.
I got some of those early singles, and I got an old 97 single, and Nan Warshaw had put a little post-it note on it that said, you got the last one.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty cool.
Very nice.
Right, super nice.
Who was before that, Philly?
The Swearingens with...
Bleeding Blue.
Yeah, Bleeding Blue. That's a Seattle country rock band. Really good band. Check out the records. We play them here all the time.
That was off Waiting on the Sunrise.
We had an interview episode with Fred Luongo. You can find that on our website if you check it out. Yep. Page down a bit. It was a while from the fall.
Probably have to go into the past podcast.
Yes, the deep recesses.
Go into the deeps.
Easy to find, though.
And, they're playing with you guys out at the barn June 7th.
The Lonesomes.
And the Lonesomes and Denver. That's quite a bill for a barn lineup.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it.
Super nice excited.
The Denver guys, they're kind of low-keying it.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of barn shows.
Yeah.
In addition to that, our next artist is Possessed by Paul James, a.k.a. Or, excuse me, Conrad Wirt, a.k.a. Possessed by Paul James. His new album, we're going to play Hurricane. And he'll be at the barn, the last live show at the barn, July 2nd.
Here
with?
Portland, Oregon.
Tom Vandenhoven.
Yes. He nailed it.
I just call him Tommy V from now
on. Yeah, no, seriously. Or Uncle Tom. Yeah, Uncle it's Tom, all. Yeah, yeah but so.
If you get it right the first time, you can just refer to him as you wish.
Two great singer-songwriters. Well, you know.
Amazing. Yeah. Phenomenal.
PPJ does a multi-instrumental thing.
And you're going to get him in this little space, this fantastic little space.
So if you're not doing anything for the 4th of July, you should drive to Portland, if you're listening to us from points beyond, Portland, Oregon, and come see this show.
Yeah.
It's only... $10 for that and beer.
And beer.
Deal.
Package deal.
It is a package deal.
Or just $5 if you don't like beer.
Yeah, if you don't like beer, you're going to see the show for $5.
And we'll sell you shots of whiskey.
Yeah, done deal.
Good call. Yes. The whiskey concession is always a hit at the
end. Oh, yeah, it's always a big time.
Makes about 300% profit at $2 a shot.
It's buy amazing. For one, sell for two. Yes. It's all in the game.
If you do, for some reason, have a death in the family and can't make this show, and have lots and lots and lots of money, you can see him at Pickathon this year.
Yes, he is playing at Pickathon.
So you have a backup option. We suggest option A.
Yeah, at the barn.
At the barn, where you're going to see
$10
up close and personal for... basically nothing. And that's a steal.
And with the money you save, you can come out to the Wildwood Festival
right.
And see 2 days worth of fantastic music.
That is so true, Philly.
And good still call. Not spend as much as you would going to Pickathon.
And while you're at Wildwood, pick up a case of Aardvark hot sauce and still not spend as much as you would at Pickathon.
Exactly right. That sounds like the formula for success.
You know, not to diss on Pickathon any more than we already just did.
But
it is possible. A great festival, and they do bring a lot of great stuff, but it is very pricey.
It is. Yeah. That's the only knock I have about them, right? It's just the cost. Other than that, I mean...
they've become very spendy over the years.
They've been doing it right for
Maybe
years.
Maybe we should send the Dark Elf over there to take care of it, spend some justice on them.
That's so going to be an internal joke for, like, Portlanders. The Dark Elf? What's he talking about? The High Dark Elf.
The High Dark Elf, yes.
The Dragon Slayer.
Oh my goodness.
Just
Google it. Yeah, and Google
only
that.
Only in Portland.
Portland.
Yeah, hashtag Portland.
Only in Portland does a high elf joust a BMW. he didn't joust it. He stood up on the hood of it and stabbed it with his sword.
Oh, no, they said there are piercings. Like, he pierced the scales of that dragon, a.k.a. the BMW he was standing on.
Could you imagine being the lady in that car? She was just freaking
out. It had to be freaking out.
Who's this crazy guy with elf ears stabbing my car with a sword?
Yeah. It, like...
And a bamboo joust and a bamboo spear.
Oh my God, yeah.
And we are not talking about a Red Fang video.
No, this is real shit that happens in Portland.
No, it could have been.
Very well should have been, but I'm sure they'll make a video out of it. Well, it'll have nothing to do with the song that they're singing, but they'll make a video out of it.
This guy will be in their next video.
All right,
we're going to get back to music. So again, here's from There Will Be Nights When I'm Lonely, one of the greatest albums we've had the pleasure of playing on the show, Possessed by Paul James. Here's Hurricane.
Enjoy.
so long. I used to pray for the daylight to come. Folks back home surely have called off the search and gone back to their own.
That was Dolly Parton, the number one album country radio. I didn't see you do it this time because I was actually
hosting the show.
Yeah. This is That Much Further West, the podcast.
We're just
My name's Mike.
You.
I'm Eric.
I'm Phil.
Erica. Erica's always had problems with hitting the pause.
I'm not good at this.
Name that tune. Little tease for the next little session. There.
Yeah, he's always had problems with it, but none of us, neither one of us, Phil or I, have actually offered to get into the seat and drive this thing. Right. So yeah. It's like, all right, I guess we'll just live with this.
It looks
pause
dangerous.
Issue.
This looks really dangerous. And,
I guess we'll just have those little snippets of song coming up.
In a couple that I've pieced together, I've run into that problem, so I empathize. Eric.
Thank you, Philly.
I don't at all.
Thank you, Mike.
We're like a yin yang thing.
I'm the asshole of the show, so I mean that's true. Yeah.
Woman hater.
French hater.
That's right. Fucking French.
We already did that show, Mike.
Oh yeah.
Move on to something else you hate. It's all right. I'm not opening that can of worms.
Damn cyclists. Portland bus.
That was all so true though, no matter what. That was true. All right.
So like I was saying, that was Dolly Parton off her brand new number one album that just came out.
Great sounding record. I gave it a listen today. It sounds cool.
Yeah, we don't normally play stuff that hits the charts because most of the stuff we play on here
sucks. The stuff that hits the charts.
Yeah, the stuff that hits the charts. Yeah, most of it sucks.
Shit, for the most part.
It's Dolly Parton.
It is.
So, I mean, that's, you know.
Well, we actually have two songs on here.
She's simply great.
Or two artists on here that. On the charts, right?
Yeah, Sturgill. Sturgill. Kind of went straight to number 11.
Yeah.
So that's huge.
So right now on the charts, there's Sturgill, Dolly, and Johnny Cash.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Fuck you, Luke Bryan.
Is Blake, what's his, Blake?
Oh, probably. Shelton?
Blake Shelton.
Is probably, he? I don't know. He probably shit out some crap. I talked about shit and crap all at the fucking same episode. God damn.
And he's out.
And he's out.
Hey, well, we're on the Dolly Parton thing. The Dolly Parton Hoot Night is at the Alberta Rose.
Coming up soon.
June 14th.
That's a good time.
Tinsilver will be playing.
They've got my favorite tons singers. Of acts that just come out and do Dolly Parton. Like, I think you get 3 Dolly Parton songs, and they get this whole back line, and they do it. And there hasn't been one I've seen or been involved with that hasn't been just fantastic.
I remember Dark and Dusty just crushing it last year, man. She was so great. Our buddy Darka from the Hoot.
Copper and Cold a couple years ago.
Copper and Cold both years. Killer.
Nailed it.
And Patricia Rojas from Tinsilver was just stunning last year. She did this cool thing where she like sang it straight and then through her voice, this kind of combination storytelling thing where she was like doing two points of view or something, and I'm just kind of holy smokes, how'd you pull that off? And she said thanks.
Thanks, that's what I do.
1 year I saw, and this was back when they had it at the Mission, Matt Brown and Michael Dowdell, and their whole backing band of, it was probably Alan Hunter on bass, and yes. You know, all the
A-listers.
They got all the A-listers, but
deserved.
They did 9 to 5, and Matt had a little ring bell down by his foot pedals, and you know that the typewriter ding. Mm-hmm. They played it out, and he would go ding. Ding. And it was just, I don't know, something about that just struck me as like, oh, that was good thinking. That was genius. That was really fun. Like, he had fun with it.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Because if you're going to go in and do some Dolly Parton stuff, just go have some damn fun.
That's right.
And then Dolly Hoot Night is a blast. It's really a lot of body fun. Lots of great energy in the room. Great times.
And before that, we had Jason Isbell with the song Stockholm off this album Southeastern.
Yep.
Which last year at this time came out, and everyone was like, oh my God.
And now this year at this time, it's just lining up with nominations for every Americana Music Association Award, Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, you name it.
It was pretty damn good.
He's pretty good, that guy. And did you guys see that he is doing a thing with Cooley and Patterson?
Yep.
They're doing a 3 songwriters on the stage, one night only, for charity event in Muscle Shoals.
Zoinks.
A friend of theirs has come out some deep medical bills. And so they're rallying. And it'll be the first time together performing. And great to see. Could you imagine a little songwriter in the round with those three? Hello.
I don't know if you saw, too, that there were some Instagram photos in
the ones
London.
From London, yeah.
Drive-By Truckers and Isbell are in the same town at the same night, and so they hooked up backstage. And
yeah, Jason and Amanda came to see the Truckers play.
Yeah, Amanda was taking pictures, and you know, Cooley and him were like kissing on the lips.
Well, they caught Patterson
Hood, and
they caught him in a lip lock.
Yeah, it's like
it's a beautiful.
Let's let it all go. I love your brother. It's totally awesome.
It's yeah, they both gone their separate ways and
done well.
Been successful. Yeah, now.
So fuck it.
Why not? Can't hold on to those grudges forever.
I don't think there were any grudges. I think it was always everybody kind of saw Jason was going off and destined for his own things. So.
That's weird because at the time I thought he was like this, going down, glug, 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 glug.
Well, personally, yeah. But personally, his music was going this way. His life was going this way.
And then when he turned
for you, people who can't see on radio, I did it up
is
and up then I went down.
He's down.
Yeah.
Well, he turned it all around and now it's all good.
Hey, did you guys get from that half a second clip what song's up next?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
oh, I can't remember.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Think Too Much by Root Jack.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think you're right, too. Root Jack, a 2014 Wildwood Festival.
Returnee. Band.
Returnee, yes.
Year one, year three.
And technically year two. But
No.
I mean, well, they did, though.
Yeah, helped. That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't
don't
count.
Don't confuse people. Most people don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Philly, hand signals, what? Go ahead.
I was just wondering if you could click back to zero on that so they could hear the beginning of it.
Oh, yeah, watch this. We're just going to get into it.
Eric's got the magic fingers.
Yeah, I this shouldn't be any problem whatsoever.
Excellent.
That's his
he
motto.
Takes hand
that's, his that's his masseuse motto. This shouldn't be any problem at all.
I got this. followed by Root Jack, we're going to hear some John Moreland. Nobody gives a damn about songs anymore.
Who Tim Barry just gave props to.
Oh, so good.
On the Facebook and the other things.
For you guys listening out there, you're welcome. These songs are phenomenal. I don't mean you're welcome for us. Screw us. We're retards. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. We're a bunch of lugs.
There you go.
But the music, we love it. We hope you love it. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
We're not done, but here's some good stuff.
Enjoy.
You bring the heaven and There's a voice that I can hear sometime out here on the mountain. When it's dark and the sky's pouring acid like a fountain. And the memories like cold dust stained the window of my heart. So ask them no more questions, they can't sell you no more lies. take a first impression. And the rivers all cry, the ocean cannot speak till waters crash into uncharted shore. So dark and plain. Now I wish somebody'd make the voices go away. Seems they're always talking, but they ain't got much to say. Well, a picture's worth a thousand words, but a word ain't worth a dime. We all know they'll go on talking till the end of time. Sign of the times when it's always been this way. Forked tongues and voices behind curtains with no names. Well, they plot their wicked schemes, setting fate for all mankind. With evil that can fill God's pretty skies with clouds that burn bright. Somebody make the horses go away. Seems they're always talking, ain't got much to say. Well, a picture's worth a thousand words, but a word ain't worth a dime. We all know they'll go on talking till the end of time.
Will this band never end?
Chuck Stop Darlin'.
Good for you.
Great drumming on that one.
That's not what you said a minute ago off the air. You utter asshole.
That was Chuck Stop Darlin' off their self-titled album. Released, what was that, three years ago?
Oh.
4 years ago?
I don't remember.
He's been trying to forget ever since.
It was a while ago.
It's a record you guys should be proud of.
I am very proud of that album. I still love to go back and listen to that album. I think it's brilliant. Honestly, I loved it.
It's a strong record.
I loved everything about it. Before that, Voices, Sturgill Simpson off the new album. Oh my God, how good was that?
And how good is that record doing? Hello.
Awesome.
Bing bong.
Mike, you're the guy with the chart stats.
I believe it's number 11. I read Facebook just like you do, man.
I missed that one, though.
Yep.
Yeah, it debuted at number 11.
Right on. How about that? That is a self-released record. Up against the Nashville Machine. And it is getting more publicity than anything out there. Did you see the Saving Country Music review of it?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's I didn't funny. See that.
One of the quotes was something like, you can't open a browser without getting smacked in the face with another piece about Sturgill on the record. And, you know, it's been, you know, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, and everybody's on this one. It's pretty cool to see. We'll forever be in his debt for a certain night in October last year at the Mississippi Studios.
Yes, we will.
Thank you. As will I be to Mike when a dude rolled up on me and didn't realize that I had two personal bodyguards.
You had wronged him somehow.
Yes, I had wronged him.
In the world of that guy.
It was as
guy.
If I were some sort of evil elf.
You were the dragon and he was going to slay you.
Yeah.
Yes. So, anyway.
And apparently I'm the dragon protector.
Luckily, Mike's sword's bigger.
I remember how stoned Sturgill was that night.
Super.
But... And he addressed it. He said, man, you folks out here in the Northwest have some powerful herb. And then he proceeded to just play a flawless,
lay it down,
perfect,
yep,
wonderful show. And
I've talked about it with you. I talked about it with Chris Stewart. I still can't believe how I know how stoned that guy was, and he still played like a champ.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and imagine that the rest of his band was probably pretty stoned, too.
Yes. So,
and they all put it down.
Same band right with him right now out on tour, the guy with the great hair on lead guitar.
Dude, he looks like, yeah, he literally looks like he time transported from Waylon's band.
Yeah, it's 1975.
Yeah, yeah. Right into Sturgill's band.
So
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, and that sound, you know, picking that,
yeah, and he
that
wasn't
guitar.
Probably wasn't born yet in 1970.
Oh, no.
Those young,
no,
guys.
No, he's young.
Smokes.
Yeah.
Right, that drummer is really cool, singing harmony and just got that fun, just upbeat style. You can tell he's loving life right now.
Yeah, that was a great introduction to Sturgill Live, definitely. Not such a great introduction for Phil to Lucero Live, but, you know.
That will make up for
well,
that.
Well, yeah, that'll happen again sometime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be a whiskey fuel.
I remain committed,
yep,
open-minded, and
yep,
committed.
No, personally, we...
You know how I handled that guy who got in your face? I'll, yeah, drag you to that show.
In a similar way.
Yeah. I'll hand you back over to him.
I think we should invite him, and we just get together, and it'll just be a real love fest.
It could be at this
as
juncture.
As long as he, you know, doesn't...
I think he had been
smack.
I think he had been doing smack as long as Ben had been drinking.
Yeah,
right.
I think, yeah, that was pretty close.
Yeah,
he was a little bit lit up.
Mm-hmm.
He got scared straight in a hurry by a certain my favorite bouncer.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, buddy.
I just gave him a gentle push.
You reached out to him.
I did.
And appealed to his...
Reach out and touch someone.
His whatever faculties he had.
I appealed to his not getting his ass kicked.
That was kind of what it was, right?
And folks, I haven't been in a fight since.
And I was like, hold me back! Hold me back!
Long time.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody wants to test that factor with you.
I hope not.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's the thing.
I don't really want to fight. It hurts.
It hurts.
Getting punched in the face hurts.
It does.
Yeah.
And it lasts like a week.
Yeah, no matter if you win, mm-hmm, or not,
there's
it still
no
hurts.
Winning,
yeah,
really.
There's no winning, yeah.
What it is. Right on.
Hey,
some more shows coming up, Aaron?
Yeah, there is. Is it too late to mention the... Otis Heat, Lone Madrone, and Res Electrics at the Circus Society?
Nope.
No, actually, it's the 30th.
Good. Yeah. Thank God.
That is a big, big, incredible night of music here in town because our friends Miller and Sasser are opening for Camper Van Beethoven that night. And though it has not been publicized and we haven't put it up on our site because I don't think I can confirm, I'm under the impression that that night the DeLines are going to do a show at Kenton Club and the following morning get on a plane and fly to the UK for their 13 show or something tour the next day. And so that's like a dress rehearsal for the band. Amy Boone will be up from Texas doing the show, and then they're all flying over together.
Nothing should happen early in the morning after a night at the Kenton Club.
Yeah.
Like,
except for puking and sleeping.
I gotta sleep in on that one.
Sleeping and drinking some ginger ale.
I
want
to go see Res Electric, Sloan Madrone, Otis Heat, Camper Van Beethoven, Miller and Sasser, and the DeLines. And I'm not saying that it can't be done, and I might just try to.
You, Philly, probably can do that.
He's got his transporter up to North Portland.
We will remind you that that 5:30 show is the it's a Wildwood Festival pre-teaser for the whole festival. All three of those bands are at Wildwood this year, and this is the kind of like, come check this out to get a little taste of what you can see at the festival. So,
which is going
to
be so much more.
Oh yeah,
so many bands, so much fun.
Oh yeah,
great food, lots of beer.
Well, Lone Madrone are great friends of ours. Really sweet guys and a great band. Res Electrics, you guys know how I feel about that band. It was one of my favorite records from last year.
Lone Madrone did an interview with us last year, and they didn't even play. They're just like, hey, let's get in the RV and do some stuff.
Yep.
Right on. So that was a good time.
We're due back. I ran into Paxton not too long ago, and I said, hey, we're going to be hyping the show going up, so you guys should come down to the Helm and do some tunes.
That'd be fun.
And
that'd
he
be
said, nice. Thumbs up. The gluten-free brewer.
Right.
Paxton.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you guys a quick funny story? So they have the Zwickelfest, Zwickelmania, every year, which is you go around to these little tiny breweries, and they tell you the story about their stuff, and they give you little cups of beer, and it's just fun. Me and my wife and a couple of her friends, we go every year. Everybody's turn to drive every year. So we went to where Paxton works, and it is a gluten-free beer place. And we had pretzel necklaces. All right, one of her friends is like a genius, is like, let's just put a bunch of pretzels on some twine, wrap around our necks, and as we're drinking all day, you could just, whenever you're hungry, eat a pretzel. So very Portland like we walk into this very tiny, cool, gluten-free brewery, and we have all these pretzels on our neck, and this lady walks up to us and goes, excuse me, we are a gluten-free brewery. You will need to leave with your pretzels.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm...
That battles the evil elf for best...
We stared at her for like a minute, and we're like, seriously? You're not serving this food to somebody.
Yeah, it's like
we're not serving this food to somebody. These are our pretzels, but... Because you see them and you have such a dire need to serve gluten-free stuff to your people, you need us to leave.
Awesome.
Were you rubbing the pretzels on
people? No. I was rubbing them on my chest.
Were you rubbing them on others?
No. This is what's crazy about this, right? Like, seriously, it was like out of Portlandia.
It's not crazy. It's fucking Portland.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
I'm sorry. It's Portland. It's that should happen.
We really thought this could be an episode from Portlandia. Honestly, we were laughing. And we went back and like we were pushing back out and stopped. Paxton was handing out drinks at the beginning. We were like, we're kind of getting kicked out of your place. For wearing pretzels. Oh. And he's like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Did you, that's awesome. Did she went, these are gluten-free pretzels, man.
No. Because anything can be gluten-free now. By the way, people, fuck you. Get over it. Seriously.
If you really have celiac disease, I understand.
Yeah.
Otherwise, shove it up
your... The other 98% of you, hole. Fuck off.
Shove it up your gluten hole.
I'm tired of hearing about it.
That's right.
You know what? Honestly, if you can tell me when I walk up to you without even thinking, hey, what does gluten mean? And you can tell me, I'll listen. But when you're like, it's this thing, and, you know, people told me not to...
Once again.
And that's most everything.
Here we are ostracizing half our audience. Great job.
Good.
Guys.
Seriously. I don't want those people listening. Fuck you, gluten people.
Except for you, Paxton. We really want you to listen.
Yeah, thanks for that wonderful beer.
And DP, if you're out there, buddy. Yeah. I know that it's been an epiphany for
you. And Nate.
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 Nate the cider drinker.
Yep. Or, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. I think we should play some music.
Yes. Those Angry Orchards. Those Angry Orchards are only 210 calories a bottle, by the way.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No.
Thank God you're gluten free. Now you're fat.
Yeah. 210 a bottle. Jesus. Every 12 ounces, 210 calories.
That's madness.
That, yeah, I know. That's
wow.
Look. All right. You know what's funny? Have you been in they put them six packs of those next to the apples in the grocery store. It's fucking hilarious.
Look how healthy your drink can be.
Go apple. If those are your two choices, folks.
You do the apple.
Do the apple.
The actual apple that came off the tree. The
actual apple that came off the tree.
Not the 210 calorie one in the bottle.
That one is gluten free.
Yeah, you'd have to eat like four of those to get 210 calories.
40 of them.
What do we got?
Anyway, we play music on the show?
Okay. I was cruel. Caitlin Rose. I think that was a mic pick.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Nice choice. And then following that, we're going to hear some Faithless Street from Whiskey Town. And then another band out of Seattle doing the country thing that I'm digging. I'm not sure these boys have heard yet. Old Tinder, who we're going to see it. I'm going to see it at Folklife Festival this coming weekend.
Spark it up.
Yep. Spark it up, brother. Old Tinder. So here comes the next three songs.
Enjoy.
My head in my hands, and I'm crying free. church and God. Please send one down me. Angels or messengers from God. Would let her hear me. Been living on. sure is. Well, I've been out on a bender since I can't remember. And lately it's starting to chill. Well, the lines on my face is showing my age. My mind's beginning to go. Yeah, I'd quit right now, some way, somehow. Reverse the damage I've done. But I've a sun to my face, and it's far too late to stop a bender once it's begun. Another bender might. Another bender might break me, and it might take me down. But that's a chance I'll take it, and I'll take one more round. So get out the gravy, and we'll all get hellbound. Another bender.
Highs, new lows.
Hellbound glory.
Another bender might break me.
Thanks, Leroy.
Good Thanks, stuff. Leroy.
Yeah. You write some mighty fine tunes there.
Big time. There's another one. We're right on the cusp of all the stuff we're talking about. The Sturgills and the Matt Woods and the, you know, Hellbound glory.
Yeah, he needs to lay off the recreational activities maybe a little bit. Last time I saw him, he was a little bit high strung. Of course, he was touring with the Super Suckers, so you never know what you're going to do.
Before
then.
That, with Kid Rock.
Crispy around the edges.
Hanging out with Waylon's son. Can't think of his name right
Shooter.
Now.
Shooter.
Yeah, Shooter Jennings. Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah. Yeah. All right. Well, we love you guys. Hellbound Glory. You kick ass.
Yeah, you guys are great.
Yeah. Mike has always been the massive supporter of you guys. You've booked them what? Or at least or him or some form of them.
About half a dozen times or so.
Yeah.
Over the years.
Because we got faith, brother.
That's right. No, they put on a great show always, even full band or just him by himself or him sitting on the drum beating it, whichever way he wants to do it. So,
right on.
Leroy wrote some great songs, and hopefully he'll make it someday.
So we've got a wave of awesome shows coming through Portland,
mm-hmm.
and just a wave of local shows that are going to be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You can find all those listings at our website, which mm-hmm. is where you are now if you're listening to this, which should make it easy.
Yes.
Look at our Live Music Portland tab.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Link it up.
Mm-hmm.
See who's playing. Uh-huh.
And even if you don't live in Portland, a lot of the touring bands will be coming through your town. The local bands, probably not so much, but the touring bands.
Right. Like Matt Woods is in Southern California right now.
Did you see Larry's post with the with the backdrop? They played with, behind them was this beautiful sunset, and Larry took a picture of it, and he's like, God, this awful rock is behind us, and I can't see because the sun's going down, and it's just miserable being on the road. Guys,
I like awesome. All his seal pictures, too. Right? Look, seals.
I love that dude. He's a riot. God bless him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, look for all our favorite bands out there. They're all hitting it hard on the summertime.
Did you just go French fried potatoes on mm-hmm. me for a second?
Mm-hmm. Right, I like them French fries.
I like biscuits. You got any mustard?
Yeah, man.
That's a great movie that Dwight Yoakam's in, by the way.
Oh, my God.
There's an understatement. Anyway.
He's in the movie.
He is.
And he gets whacked, literally.
Lawnmower blade.
Hi-ya!
I'm going to need an ambulance down here. Fucking awesome. I love that. Did he say that before he fucking cracked him in the skull?
I think it was after. He called after.
I'm sure you've all seen this movie, so I don't need to be giving away anything.
It's called Sling Blade, people. If you haven't seen it, fucking catch up.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're referencing Sling Blade, so...
Yeah.
That just happened yesterday, so...
Yeah. Just came out.
Yep. So, we're hip with the times.
It came out in this century.
We're
right?
all over it.
Well, I think. Maybe. I'm not sure. All right. What else?
We got tons of shows coming up, yep. but we're gearing up towards Wildwood.
Yeah.
We want to get a few of our Wildwood friends in here to the helm in the coming weeks, and I hope we can do that.
Yep.
We can...
You'll be hearing a lot of Wildwood artists coming up on the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to start just barreling through.
Yeah, we're going to put a lot of effort into getting them on here.
I hope we can put some Secret Aardvark habanero sauce in the hands of these great people so they can take it to...
I'm sure we can, and we'll take it to Wildwood as well.
Yes.
And let me state for the record, Ron Rogers, we still owe you a bottle of Aardvark.
Right, we do.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep. He pulled out of here without us handing him a bottle.
That
yep.
one, did we?
We'll see him again, though.
He's one of the good ones.
But yeah, hey, Aardvark, Secret, we love you guys. Thank you for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I like it on my French fried taters.
I like it on her tater.
And we've derailed.
Full circle.
Yeah, that's an inside
We've
joke.
Heard some great music tonight.
We have, yeah.
Along at Truck Stop Darling.
Yes, this is the new Dolly Parton.
The new Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Some
Sturgill.
John, the new Tim Berry. Well, it's not a new song, but it's off his new live album.
Yep. And get it, it's really good. Somebody set up all the right, like, it's recorded really, really great.
Killer.
Whiskey Town.
Jason Isbell.
Amen, man.
Right. Hey, honestly, this has been a playlist so I'm going to go back and listen to.
Swearingen's.
Lydia. Lydia Loveless, not that pop star Lydia. Whoever the hell that is. Every time I type Lydia into like the search, it just comes up with that name. I'm like, who the hell is this person?
Fired.
We have a couple more songs for you, and then the show's over. In the meantime, we really appreciate you listening.
Episode 26.
And keep coming back and checking us out.
Is this the tater episode?
It is now. You know, avoid any kind of Dolly Parton reference there.
Wow.
So anyway.
All right. So we have some Graham Lindsay.
Yes.
We are all alone in this together.
And he's also a Wildwood artist.
Yeah, that's right. Looking forward to that. That's going to be awesome. And I think that's one of those people. A lot of people don't know who he is, but once you do discover him, you're going to just be blown away.
Yeah.
Cool. And then we are going to close out with the ever amazing Towns Van Zandt. No Lonesome Tune.
Yeah, I don't sing No Lonesome Tune.
No Lonesome Tune.
No Lonesome Tune.
You sing along a lonesome tune.
Thanks for listening, folks. We appreciate it. And keep checking us out at thatmuchfurtherwestpodcast.com and on our Facebook page.
Thank you all.
Enjoy.
Yep. Hey, Michelle Evans. Rock on.
See you next week.
Take care.
Someone upon whom to rely, and in the kitchen, Mama sneezed, and he grinned big as you please. Said bless you, and a tear come to his eye. Lost high rollers rolling home today.